There's a particular kind of exhaustion that doesn't have a good name. It's not the exhaustion of someone who's been working too hard, not in the ordinary sense, and it's not the burnout from overachieving or the depletion of the warrior who never stops. It's the exhaustion of someone carrying two things simultaneously, and they're pulling in opposite directions. On the one side, the body is genuinely struggling. They're tired, they're dysregulated, the body is asking for less. On the other side, there's a pull towards something deeper, deeper meaning, transformation, something that feels like not so much a preference, but a calling. This is the initiate's dilemma. And this is one of the most specific, most frequently mismanaged positions on the entire healing path. It's not confusion. The initiate is holding a genuine paradox, a body that needs to rest and a soul that needs to move. The work is not to resolve the paradox, it's to learn to hold both simultaneously. Today on the podcast, I want to discuss this paradox and what you can do about it. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkelman. And today on the podcast, I want to talk about the archetypal framework and specifically the initiate, because the initiate sits in a very unique position. On the physiological axis, they have low capacity, meaning that their nervous system or their body is carrying a significant load. But they're also highly transformationally oriented, meaning that they have a deep pull towards meaning, towards depth, towards genuine connection, and that's very strong. And so this combination frequently appears in people who've been on a serious healing path for many years. They've already done a lot of work on their symptoms, and they've been trying to connect to something larger. Now, what's interesting about this particular type, many of them are empaths. And if you are an empath, you know what I'm talking about. It's like you feel everything. You feel things around you. You can feel and sense emotions from other people. And this can overwhelm you. Now, some of you have that ability. I mean, most of us have that ability, but some of you have it strongly, but don't recognize yourself as an empath. And maybe that's part of the issue that's going on as well. Now, what's happening with initiates is patterns repeat, the history surfaces in the body, most ordinary medical explanations, treat the symptom and move on, or treat this particular thing, it never really fits. It never hits where you need it to hit. The initiate knows this isn't just physical. They sense it. At some level, they understand, hey, there's something more here. And yet they haven't been able to break through to figure out what is the underlying issue. And part of that is their body's tired. They're genuinely tired. And when you're tired, and I've talked about this on the show, oftentimes the treatments that we give, even if they're good treatments, don't hit properly. So this creates a cycle that can be very frustrating and painful. Rest feels like avoidance. Depth work feels destabilizing. Neither direction feels complete or right. And the person concludes that something is wrong with them. And I want to just tell you this right now. Nothing is wrong with you. If this is who you are, nothing is wrong with the initiate. It's just simply one of the most challenging and difficult places that in the healing journey that one can be in. And unfortunately, most healing frameworks do not deal with this place because either they're looking at the physical only or the spiritual only or the energetic only, and you need to hold both simultaneously. So generally, standard advice fails for that very reason. The first typical advice that people get is you need to stabilize first. And this includes rest, regulation, restoring the physiology. But they don't go into the deep work because the body isn't ready. And for those of you who don't know about this, on my website, I have a protocol called the Restoration Protocol that points to this. And for many people, this is the place to start because they've never done anything quite like this. And what happens is that your body becomes overwhelmed by whatever you try and give it. For the initiate, this advice is well-intentioned, and partially it is correct. The initiate often does need to stabilize. That is true. And the nervous system does need support. That is also true. Pushing hard into whatever it is you're going to push hard, either trauma processing, intense psychological work, deep spiritual work. Sometimes when you do that before the body is ready, instead of getting integration, you get more fragmentation. But the thing is with the initiate, this advice misses something very crucial. And the problem is that if you purely stabilize without any kind of depth, oftentimes people on the initiate placement feel like they're abandoning something deeper, like they're betraying themselves. And so the call is not something that can simply be set aside while they work on sleep hygiene, for example, or nervous system regulation. It's too central to who they are. Ignoring it creates its own form of dysregulation. Now, generally, what I've seen with many initiates is they create this cycle. They move towards depth, the body pushes back, they rest, then the call returns, and nothing fully stabilizes. They keep going around and around in the circle. And that's because the call is real. If you've lived this, you recognize what I'm talking about. And sometimes people attend workshops or they go on an ayahuasca journey and they feel like they've genuinely opened and something real has shifted for them. And then they crash, or they get a rash breakout, or whatever symptom that was there comes back with a vengeance. If you've been through this, you may recognize exactly what I'm talking about. And the thing is this is not a sign that the work you're doing is wrong. It's a sign that you need to ground more so that the work can land properly. Now, the second type of advice is to just go deeper, is to trust the process, go deeper. And oftentimes that's why people end up where they're at. And they lean into the transformation. You know, the idea is they lean into the transformation and then the body will follow and just trust the process. And again, this is partially correct. The depth orientation does deserve to be honored, but without the appropriate physiologic support, this is going to land poorly. And what I've seen is, and maybe you have seen this on a much milder scale, is someone who has been on a spiritual path, but eats junk food, for example, or doesn't exercise. And, you know, they have really, really high blood pressure, even though they can sit and meditate for hours. And I've seen this many times. It's not that the work isn't the right thing to do. It's that you need to create a stable container so that the work can be held within the body and grounded. That way, symptoms don't get worse. And sometimes what happens is when they do, the person pushes harder, thinking they need to go deeper. The initiate doesn't need to choose between the body and the spiritual calling. They need a framework that can hold both simultaneously. Here's something I've come to understand through my clinical work. And this is what most frameworks miss about the initiate. The initiate is not struggling with one thing. They're struggling with two things at the same time. And those two things are on completely different layers of experience. The first layer is physiologic. The body, the nervous system, depletion, it's carrying too much load and it's asking for less. And sometimes this load is coming from the other layer, which is why I mentioned the empath issue. The second layer is often a psychological pattern, a recurring story, a belief structure, a way of being that keeps reasserting itself regardless of how much you understand it, or something deeper, something ancestral, something that is in your lineage, if you will. It's in your epigenetics. And this is less like a personal wound and more like a signal that's being carried through your history. Now, which of these two layers it is varies person to person, and sometimes it's both. So some initiates are working with some kind of pattern, a relational dynamic, a self-defeating sequence, an identity structure that reasserts itself no matter what, a habit that keeps coming back, whereas others are working with something that doesn't quite fit the personal psychology. It feels older, like it's more of a burden that they're carrying in the collective, and they were born with it. Both are worth naming because the initiate usually knows which one it is, or at least senses it, even if they don't have the language for it. So I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other end of the show, I'm going to talk about why this stalls out and what you can do about it. So stay tuned. Hello, and welcome back to Ask Dr. Gill. I am your host, Dr. Gill Winkleman. And before I continue with the initiate's dilemma, I want to just remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email them to info@askdrgill.com. I'm happy to answer your questions. And if you have specific questions, I am putting together a program based on your questions to do a series on, to do basically a live Q&A. It'll be asynchronous. Send me your questions and then I'll answer them on the air. And I'll see if I can find questions that kind of work together. But I thought it would be fun to do that. So, all right. So let's get back to why people get stuck. And the reason the initiate gets stuck is not because they're not trying. It is that the physiological layer and the deeper layers are in this dynamic relationship, and they both keep moving with one another. So if you start working on one, the other one calls. And if you work on the other one weakens, right? So it's this interplay that's happening between them. When someone focuses only on the physiologic, just the nervous system regulation, the restoring the sleep, improving biochemical function, body often improves and then it plateaus. And not because the work is wrong, but because the deeper signal that's running underneath it of dysregulation hasn't been dealt with. And the body keeps receiving the same organizing input and it keeps responding accordingly. The biology is loyal to that signal. And it's what gives us the organization around what it is. Think of it as a vibration that's within our body. And if the pattern keeps running, the signal creating this dysfunction is still going to be active. Nothing, the biology is just going to keep reflecting that. So the physiology can't resolve without that signal being changed. The reverse, though, is also true. So when the initiate dives into the deeper work, the transformation without the physiologic stability create with a nervous system that's already depleted, and then you're opening to potentially really difficult material, the body doesn't have the resources to integrate what surfaces. So the insight can come, the opening can come, but nothing lands or it can destabilize further. This is really a bind. I mean, and I, by the way, I've seen this in clinical practice many, many times over the last 20 years, and it's been really, really frustrating in terms of how I've been treating patients, because I like will do work in one or the other and they'll get worse after a while. They'll get better and then they'll get worse and they'll fall back. And it's like, what the heck is going on? And finally, it's dawned on me. So it's not that there's something wrong with the person or even the treatment. It's because both layers are needed to be worked on in real time simultaneously. And that's what happens. So the initiate cannot heal the physiology without first addressing the pattern. And you cannot sustain the pattern work without first stabilizing the physiology. Both layers are in relationship to one another and need that work together. So what does this look like? What is a practical path to actually heal the body? The first step is to identify which layer is most active in this moment. Is the primary thing going on physiologic, exhaustion, sleep issues, nervous system that can't regulate? Or is the primary drive the deeper underlying cause, the pattern, the signal that's running, that the body hasn't had the resources to interrupt? In practice, as I said, you usually have to do both simultaneously. But if one tends to be more pressing than the other, that's where you want to work first. Not because it's more important, but because you need a functional nervous system to do pattern work, and you need some sense of the pattern to help the body organize around something new. On the physiological side, the work is generally foundational. It's about nervous system regulation. It's about sleep restoration. It's about mild biochemical support. The framing matters enormously for the initiate. This is not just sleep hygiene. This is preparing the ground for the deeper work to come. And it's basically creating, it's like tilling the soil so that when you plant the seeds, there's a place for the sprouts to go down into and actually take root. When you create stabilization first, rather than a distraction, and it's understood that way, then the initiate can receive it. This, oftentimes, this reframe alone changes the therapeutic relationship. And it changes the way that the initiate looks at working on the body. On the deeper pattern level, the approach has to be calibrating to what the body can currently contain. And there's an important distinction here between meaning level work and reprocessing work. Reprocessing, which is often going back into your history and going back into the difficult material, reliving the events, cathartic discharge, all of that sort of approach, that requires a nervous system that is stable enough to integrate. And doing it when you're depleted actually creates more load than reduces it. But meaning level work is different. Understanding the pattern and what it's protecting, if you can do that without activating yourself, in other words, without going back into the traumatic events, that can actually land properly with initiates. For the initiate, given the suffering, a coherent framework often creates more regulation in their nervous system. The nervous system relaxes not because the problem is solved, but because it no longer feels random. And the orientation is something that the initiate can access even when the body is struggling. One practice that I suggest to the initiate, tracking the relationship between depth-oriented activity and subsequent physical recovery time. Not to restrict the depth, but to find the rate at which the depth work integration leads to destabilization. In other words, if you do 2 days of recovery after a weekend workshop, or 1 day after a somatic session, this will change over time. And I've seen this as a simple example with patients who are really, really depleted, right? And they get a good night's sleep, and then they go out and do like a ton of yard work, and then they're wiped out for a week. What I've seen is as they've gotten better, and by the way, most people don't change their behavior. Like they will, even though I tell them, okay, so you got a good night's sleep, don't go overdo it the next day, right? They still do it. But what I find over time as we're working together is that their ability to recover shortens. So instead of being a week, it's only 5 days and then 3 days. And then eventually they lose a day and then they can recover and be better. And then eventually they're fine. They can do it. And part of this is that when you're so weak, when you've had so much happening in your system over time, you feel like you got to catch up, right? You know, because you've been in bed or you've been unproductive for so long and you want to catch up and do all this stuff and then you wear yourself out. I get it. Believe me, I get it. So as the physiological layer stabilizes, the rate changes. And tracking this, you'll see evidence of, oh, what I'm doing is actually working. So the question to ask at any given moment isn't am I going deep enough? It's what can my body integrate? How much can my body take in? Depth without integration is stimulation. And integration without depth for the initiate feels hollow. The work is finding and continually recalibrating the pace at which both layers move. And this is this is sort of a push-pull, right? If you are an initiate, I want to say something directly to you. And that is, your sensitivity is a strength, not a liability. That your awareness is not the problem. The gap between what you perceive and what your body concurrently hold is not a sign that you are doing this wrong. And that is really, really important to recognize. It is the precise tension that this path is asking you to hold. And it's not to collapse the gap by suppressing the awareness. It's not to force the gap closing by pushing your body through so it can go beyond its capacity. It's to tend both. It's to hold both layers simultaneously. Those are the two hands of the healing pathway. And so I want to leave you with this question. Where in your body do you feel the cost of carrying both of these? And it may not be the same place. And when you imagine that your body is stable and regulated, does the call feel more or less accessible? In other words, does the call feel frightening at that point? Because for many initiates, the fear is not that the call won't be answered. It's that it will be. And that a body strong enough to follow it is a body strong enough to be held accountable to it. And there's a layer of responsibility here. The depletion in part may be providing some cover, not as a weakness, but to protect you. And if that lands, it's worth knowing and worth sitting with. Because it changes what the stabilization work actually is about. And what would it mean to treat the stabilization of your body not as a detour from your path, but as the first answer to the call? So I'll leave you with this. You are not behind, you're being prepared. The work here is not to release the tension between the body and the call. It is to learn to move within it in a way that is fluid, that builds capacity and doesn't deplete you. Next week, we go to the beginning, before the patterns, before the wounds, before any of this became personal, and we'll explore what your nervous system learned before you could talk and why that invisible curriculum may be the most important thing to understand about your health. And real quick, if you haven't taken the quiz, please check the show notes. It's at askdrgill.com, askdrgil.com/archetype-quiz, archetype-quiz, with a hyphen in between. And it's really, I think, a short quiz. It's a fun quiz, but it can give you information about who you are in your healing journey, where you are right now, and how you can best approach actually helping yourself feel better. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you next time.